This is the BBC.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a good one. Our assembly anthems, remixed by Jaguar Skills, are better than I ever thought they'd be. Also, new pop star Harvey pops in for a chat and more spy gossip from James, the private investigator. I'm going to let you into a little secret. You know I do this from time to time. I'm so over it being winter.
You've been putting suntan lotion on, haven't you?
How did you know?
Because I know this is what you do when you're in private. It's the type of thing, smother yourself in suntan lotion.
Can you smell it?
You've got a summery sort of smell about it. You've got a tan on as well, I see, as well. Bit of a tan?
Yeah.
No? Yeah?
Well, it might be just the tinted moisturiser.
You just need summer, don't you?
I just want it to be summer now. I'm so bored of this. So bored of it. And yeah, okay, I do have a bit of sun cream on today because, sniff your arm, smells of beach.
Yeah, lush. True. BBC
Radio 1. It's Friday, which means it's James, the private investigator. Yes.
Hi, guys.
Now, last week, James, you teased us about a story involving manure. Do tell all.
Yes. So this was a bit of a weird one, and I wanted to tell you this one because it's not my typical sort of cheating story.
Yeah.
But essentially, we had to go to like an agricultural yard because the boss, the owner of this company, had suspicion that the staff there were selling bags of manure and whatnot for cash in hand.
Whoa.
Right, I think there are worse crimes.
Right,
granted.
So normally you're spying on people who are maybe cheating.
Yes.
This is a guy who wants to see if the staff are selling manure off.
So essentially we had to go undercover to see if we could just, as a member of the public, buy some bags of horse manure from this firm, which is ridiculous.
Right. Oh, right, to investigate if it's a cash in hand job.
Yeah, and then see if he would take the cash and not put it through the books, etc. So we got 5 bags of horse manure. He even loaded them into the car for us, which is nice.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then we went to offer to pay to prove that he was up to it. And he was like, no charge.
And, no charge?
No, but it was quite far away as well from where we'd had to drive all the way to this place. Then we had to drive all the way back with 5 bags of horse manure in the back of the car.
But hang on, if he's meant to be receiving cash, that's what you're investigating. What he's actually doing is giving away the poo for free.
Yeah, I think he may have been onto us because I don't think many people come in there asking for bags of manure.
Well, don't give it away for free then. Surely just charge the price.
Right.
How much for a pound of poo?
I don't know. If you know, text in.
What do you say back to your client?
Well, I told the client and he was like, well, fair play, actually. I don't mind if the guy's giving it away for free. As long as he's not pocketing the cash himself, it's more honest, I guess.
Okay.
So this is interesting because you spy on people during their jobs or like you work on behalf of businesses.
Mm. Yeah, I've actually been undercover before as an employee, a new employee at a firm. Yeah. A few times, actually, like in the catering industry, hotels and everything.
I just don't understand how you get away with
right,
it.
So,
is it like in those films where you drag one of the waiters like into a room and then come out
steal his clothes
with their outfit on?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
no.
Yeah, someone just in a cupboard. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the manager...
Nude and tied up.
But the manager, the owners, give me these jobs, and I have no qualifications in hotels or anything like that. So they say, this is the new guy, he's starting here, and I have no experience whatsoever.
Your whole life is just blagging it.
Just ridiculous.
Now, last week, James, we did a Q&A session with you, with the listeners, and it went really well. We got so many questions coming in. But this email has dropped into us, and this one really stuck out to me.
Hi, Scott and Chris. I have a question you must ask James, a PI. I love all his stories, but so far they've been romantic/cheating related. Does he ever get hired for any other reasons? E.g., boss spying on employee, parents snooping on their kids, enemies getting dirt on each other. Thanks, babes. Fran.
Okay, James, wait there, and you can answer Fran's email after Liam and Rita. If it's quality manure, about a quid to £1.50 a bag, people are saying. That was Liam Payne and Rita Ora, and for you on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Dom, who's just finished his lunch. He's like, have I missed Assembly Bangers? No. Assembly Mix by Jag Skills at 3:10. It's unbelievably good. So James, the private investigator, is with us. James, Fran wanted to know about some of the other jobs you get offered. So it's not all cheating stories, right? You must get some proper weird ones.
No, there's definitely some weird ones that people might not expect. So I was once asked by a lady to do surveillance on her cat.
No real.
Stay with me. She wanted to know what her cat gets up to when it goes out and if it had a secret family that were feeding it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because that woman got money to burn.
She literally must have done. But I said, in reality, I probably can't follow a cat. They're a bit more agile
Why?
Than me. Well, you know, they can climb things, I can't.
But that's your job. You should be dressed up as a cat, following that cat around. You should mate with it if needs be, get its confidence, and then follow it to whatever family it's going to.
Honey,
Mills,
cats
are loose like that.
They are.
They leave your house, go to another house for a second dinner.
And they don't care.
It was foxes last week, now it's cats.
But that's so true. I'd love to know where cats go.
So did you turn that down?
I didn't want her to get her hopes up that I couldn't pull that one off.
As a spy, I was sort of similar question to the cat thing. Do you have those suckers that go up walls? On, you know, the hand suckers?
No.
So you can like be like a spider on the roof?
And yeah, health and safety, no, not allowed to do them anymore. Used to.
Did you used to?
No, absolutely not. Oh. No.
Have you got any more?
Do you want a ridiculous one again?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I was once asked by another lady if I would hide in her wardrobe for her while she slept, because she had this theory that someone was sneaking into her house at night and spraying her furniture with a weird smell.
No real.
What are you on about?
So the only logical explanation she could come up with was I had to hide in the wardrobe and see who was doing it.
And you spent a night in the wardrobe?
No, I didn't take that one on, obviously.
Oh, you didn't take it? Why would you not take that on? These are the good jobs.
I'm going to send all these jobs to you, Chris. All the ones that I don't want to do, I'm going to send them to you and you can carry them on.
So what wardrobe would you have hidden? The one in her bedroom where she's sleeping?
Yeah, so essentially she wanted me to just watch over her while she was sleeping and with a camera poised and ready to capture whoever was coming into the room.
I wouldn't be able to sleep in that situation. Imagine
she might look like a baby.
James the PI in the cupboard.
So you turned that one down?
Yeah, I turned that one down, actually.
Any others you've had to say no to?
There's been a few. One that stands out was a lady wanted to hire me to act as a honey trap, which we've discussed before. I've done them before.
Ooh.
Where it's where I have to go and chat somebody up, essentially, and try and get them to prove that they're unfaithful.
Yes.
So she wanted me to go and spy on her girlfriend.
I love these ones.
Yes. To prove that her girlfriend was unfaithful, she wanted me to try and kiss her. She was very specific about what I wanted to do.
Blimey.
Question? It's a girl who has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why is she going to kiss you?
She was bisexual.
Okay.
But it later transpired that the actual woman who was trying to employ me was the same person. She basically wanted a cheap... Apparently, I was cheaper than an escort.
What do you mean?
So it's quite inventive. I didn't think of this. So rather than hire an escort to take her out on a date, she thought, I'll just hire a PI because he's cheaper, probably half as qualified and not as good-looking.
And we'll write up a report afterwards.
and we'll provide photographs and details afterwards. Yeah.
What, so she just wanted a dinner?
She just wanted. Yeah, it must have been lonely.
I'm really enjoying this, James. Right, stay there. I'm going to ask you some more questions after asking Alexandria. Radio. This is Scott Mills. Friday means James, the private investigator, is with us. Chris, have you got anything for James?
When it gets dangerous, do you ever think you're getting followed?
Do you know what? There has been a few occasions where I have to check if I'm not being followed myself.
I do that, though. Do you never have that when you're driving around? And it's weird, like, you do have this, where a car...
The car
turns down the road and you're like, hang on a minute, and then you take next right, car takes next right.
So what are they doing?
That's called dry cleaning. When you try and prove that someone's following you by going around the roundabout twice or taking like two left turns, that's called dry cleaning.
Why is it called dry cleaning?
It's a technique that spies and PIs adopt to see if someone is actually following them. It confirms their suspicion.
Or pull over.
You either pull over or do something that if the person behind you is following you, they're going to have to do that as well.
That is my absolute new favourite thing, dry cleaning.
I'm sure there must be people listening right now that think that they've been followed.
I've had times. I have to tell you, James, something that Mark, the producer here, do you mind me sharing this?
Yep.
Fine. Okay. So when Mark thinks that someone's driving a little bit too close to them, what he will do is this will sound weird. He will reach down and pretend he has some kind of walkie-talkie device and pretend to kind of, like, talk into it. Is that correct? What does that achieve?
So they think I'm a policeman.
Right.
Well,
okay,
so they think he's a policeman. What, because you've got nothing in your hand and you're pretending to talk into some kind of, like, old-school...
So that they
does
think
it work,
I'm
though?
A policeman. Does that work? Do they back off?
Sometimes.
You could get done for impersonating an officer there.
What was your one you used to have in your car?
I used to have...
I remember this.
Yeah. I used to have a plastic middle finger that would pop up. So if someone was too close behind me...
It was pump action.
It was pump action. So I could press the pump thing and on the back window go... The middle finger would just pop up.
I should get one of those.
Why didn't you keep it?
I don't know where it is.
You should have one in the window here for the live
thing
lounge.
Is, it was my mum's car as well. And sometimes I'd leave the middle finger in there.
It was the Corsa,
like,
was it?
What is that? It was the Corsa, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. James, always amazing to speak to you. I've learnt a new phrase as well, a new spy phrase, dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning.
The jobs you've had to reject are fascinating. Have you got some more of those?
Yeah, definitely. I can break my brain.
Okay, so next week, more of the jobs that James, the PI, has turned down. I'll see you next Friday.
See you next Friday.
Love guys. You, bye. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Where it begins. Plans this weekend?
Plans this weekend. Do you know what? Not too many, but that's a nice thing.
That's quite
go
good,
see some
though.
Friends, yeah, stuff yeah. like that.
Just like catch up with some people.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Cardiff tomorrow, and I'm going to be pretending to be Welsh in one of the many pubs there because the rugby's on.
Okay, and you're going to pretend to be Welsh?
Yeah, no one will know when I start singing, why, Delilah, like everyone does every time there is a try?
Try, yeah.
Try. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Where? Begins. Just looking, the Winter Olympics opening ceremony has just been on a screen near me. Yeah. It looks freezing.
Well,
like, they're really cold.
I think it's something like minus 20.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But there's no dancing NHS nurses, there's no Tim Berners-Lee, inventor of the internet, and the Queen didn't parachute in, so ours are still better, actually.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Do you want a little assembly bangers tease to whet your appetite?
Yes.
Do you want?
Give it to me.
Yes? Okay. I don't think we've missed any out. I think we've covered all the bases.
Players assembly bangers. Ring the bell. School's back in. Bring it down.
They're all in there.
It's going to go off this, isn't it?
It is. Perfect Friday soundtrack, I think. Bring it down. One. Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. One. One. Where? It begins. New pop star Harvey is joining us at 3:30. The fans are very excited, Chris.
Yeah.
They're revolting.
What do you mean the fans are revolting?
That's not the right word.
No, but also
they're excited.
I know, but also they'd only be revolting if they had a problem with the situation.
Exactly.
Which they definitely don't.
Complete wrong word usage there. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. I love this text from Robbie who says, assembly anthems, not to be missed on Radio 1 at 3:10. Remember those cack hymns that you used to sing in school assembly? Jack Skills has done a job on them. Can't wait.
It was like a good school word, that, as well.
Cack.
Okay.
Yes, Shreya.
Hello, yeah.
Hi.
Yes. Are you all alone in the university library in Nottingham?
I am. Well, I'm all alone in a private little study room.
Okay.
Get you.
And this kind of happens a lot. That's when you hear the show, right?
Yeah. I'm in final year, so I've got to put my head down. But yeah. I've got a podcast on every day.
Okay, so tell us how you got into our show, because you listened to the podcast initially, did you?
Yeah, so I last year was living in Berlin on my year abroad, and I used to listen to the podcast on the tube, and it got to one point where I had to turn it off. You know when you had your buddy doing Bump and Girth?
Yeah.
I cried on the tube. And I had to turn it off.
Chibuddy G, what a legend. We need to get him back on soon, actually.
So,
from our podcast, what was kind of linking you to the UK? Stuff that you didn't get in Berlin?
Yeah, you know, Love Island, Coronation Street, things like that.
Yeah.
Innuendo Bingo, all of that I hadn't seen.
Oh, so we kind of like you were a little taste of home for you, weren't we?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Oh.
I like that. I like when people go travelling as well. And they take us with them. And we like to keep you company if you're out and about. So, yeah, that's really sweet.
I felt at home, so thank you.
Thank you. And listen, if you are abroad at the moment and you listen to our podcast, let us know. You can email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You'll probably have to go to an internet cafe for that. Right, okay. So, you want us to do bangers from the library because it's your last year before you leave, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I've got for you today, Shreya. It's peak me. Demi Lovato, Heart Attack.
Yeah, peak Mills, that one.
I like it.
So we know the situation yesterday. You proper shafted me. with what you did yesterday. Rebecca Black Friday claiming that was my choice. It definitely wasn't.
Well, you should have left us a banger then. So, like, I was in no other position but to actually choose yours for you, hon.
Okay. Well, anyway, you won yesterday, so I'm coming back strong today. My banger choice is this. Let's go, don't wait. It's Blink 182, First Date. What a banger.
This could be good. Good choices.
Okay. So, I mean, they're both good, but I've got to stick to my ocean roots. Any Nottingham listeners out there? And pick the diva. I'm going with Demi.
What? Don't want her. Good pop song.
Thank you.
Robbery of the year so far. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Deary me.
Demi Lovato, good pop. Heart Attack. I mean, some of the texts, 99% of them we cannot read out. Not the only one that's having a heart attack with that choice.
I'd question her taste, but she loves the podcast, so she can't be, you know, too wrong on that front.
She's just pop queen like me, isn't she? Pete from Nottingham is disgusting. Becky is like, what? The nation was behind you, Chris. What are they doing? Just threw my trowel in anger. That's from Nathan, the bricklayer in Cornwall. Oh, there's one person. Banger, loving Demi, her best song. That's from Deb. Ben in Stoke says it's ruined his weekend. I mean, they just keep coming.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Worst choice ever, says Sean. Absolute robbery. Who chooses Demi Lovato over Blink 182? Hashtag Friday ruined. Clint on Twitter, thank you for your input. One. Let's just remind ourselves of how good Chabuddy G, Bump and Girth was.
Remix. My mind's telling me no. But your body's telling me yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and girth.
Okay, the moment has arrived. Thank you, by the way, to Jaguar Skills for mixing up these assembly tunes for us. Thing is with this, like, everyone remembers these tunes from school.
Oh, they were massive.
At the time, you did think they were cack. But decent tunes, some of them. Hello, Jay, who says, assembly bangers are the reason I wake up from nightmares that I'm late for school. I'm now 26. Not been done before on Radio 1. But everyone can relate to them because everyone sang them. Here's our assembly anthems mix.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Dad, could you DJ up my assembly, please? Play those assembly bangers.
Ring the bell, school's back in. Get down.
Hey, in the middle, hey, is flying high. In the
We should do this as like a DJ set, definitely.
Hands in the sky, throw your hands in the sky.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the dance city, and I lead you on wherever you may be.
Let me see your hands in the air.
All things bright.
Best assembly I've ever had. That was baggy and lit.
What you rewind?
Join us next time for another Jaguar Skills adventure.
Awesome.
So until then,
whoa.
Huge, wasn't
it? I mean, that is
what a moment.
I mean, people are getting emotional. People are laughing their heads off. People just being reminded of sitting on dirty wooden floors. What a moment.
It's the new dance anthems.
Assembly anthems. Thank you, Jag Skills. I was going to play you two lots, but I'm going to save one for next week.
Oh, you tease.
I'm going to save one for next week because it's too good. This time next week, we'll do some more.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
It's your Radio 1 debut.
It is, and I'm excited. I'm so excited.
When we made your track tune of the week, you were in LA, weren't you?
I was. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
That's all right. But it must have been well annoying because when we were playing it, you would have been asleep.
Well, this was the thing, right? So when I got told it was, I woke up at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, just so I could hear it on the radio.
Did you?
Yeah, I was so excited, yeah. And that was quite tiring. But I had a lot of people just tweet me videos of it all the time, all my friends and my family, so that was great.
Well, congratulations. It must feel odd to have your song on Radio 1. It's kind of like, it's a big thing, isn't it?
It's like a huge thing for me. Like, I've been listening to Radio 1 forever, and I don't know, from a young age, I'm hearing my song on the radio, and that's just like a weird thing. Like, it's great. I love it. It's really cool.
And you've got the Vamps tour coming up as well?
Yeah, I'm going on tour with Vamps with the boys, and that's going to be great as well, doing arenas, so...
Okay. But going on tour is a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what you're going to get up to and stuff.
Well, I don't know if there's going to be pranks involved. I kind of want it to be.
Oh, there will be pranks,
yeah,
for
I
sure.
Yeah, I feel like we should, because we're all boys. I feel like it'd be good fun to do that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out whether Harvey's one of those go out every night after every single day, or whether he's just in bed by 11 with a herbal tea.
Yeah, that's, I know what you mean.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think you should be going out.
See, that's what I should be, but I'm so boring as a person. I'm not boring, but I like my tea, I like my bed. I have to be in bed, I have to have like 10 hours sleep.
Yeah.
That's my thing, so I don't want to be going out.
Is this why you got a new bed yesterday?
I did. Okay, can I tell you a story about that really
quickly? Yes, please.
So I went to IKEA and I got this bed, and it took ages for me to get the right bed. Anyway, got home, started building this bed on my own, and I can't do that stuff. I'm not built for this kind of thing.
Same.
Basically, I was up to about 2 a.m. in the morning building it, and it didn't come with any bed slats. So I ended up not even sleeping on this bed frame that I built. So I just slept on a mattress in the hallway.
So hang on, so you just had the frame built?
Just had the frame
with
built.
No,
with
actual
nothing in it. Yeah, yeah. So apparently they don't come with slats. So.
No. But here's the thing, right? I've made the same mistake because I've been to the Swedish Store of Wonder before.
Yeah.
And I forgot that the slats do have to be brought separately.
Well, they didn't tell me this stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it on the box. So no, I was like, no. It just all comes together. But apparently you do.
Really love your bed, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Does that mean you're just sleeping in a hole?
Like no, legit. That no, it's like a hole at the moment.
Yeah, but and you sleep in the middle of that.
Well, I didn't last night, but that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to move it into the middle and then get slats eventually. Yeah, I know.
And I know you've been in LA quite a lot recently.
Yeah.
Is that working on music?
Yeah, working on music, doing music videos that are coming out soon, which is exciting. Yeah, meeting people, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
I know the fans that you've got, they are mad for you and they seem to know everything about you.
Well, yeah, some of them do, I think so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got one of those on the line and after we play Personal, I'm going to get you to ask some questions, which I've got right here.
Amazing.
And Harvey, all the questions are about you. Her name is Gemma. And we're going to speak to her after this track. 60 million views now online for Personal, former Tune of the Week. Former Tune of the Week, that's Harvey and Personal on BBC Radio 1. It is catchy.
Woo, thank you.
It is catchy.
It is quite catchy, yeah. Doesn't get out of your head, yeah.
Who's the girl in the video? Is it Lauren?
Her name's Lauren, yeah. She's a good friend of mine, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
she's a friend of yours. I wasn't sure if she was like your girlfriend or what the situation is.
She's my good friend, yeah.
Ah, good friend.
Good friend, yeah.
Good friend.
No, just my friend. Yeah, good friend. Yeah.
I like it when people put their friends in their videos because it's their moment to shine.
100%. I have a lot of my friends in my videos as well. We make a group chat, ask them if they want to be in. Just come down.
Get us involved.
You want to come be in the next one?
We'd love to be in the video.
Come be in the next one.
Yeah. Well, it depends what we're doing, Chris.
Well, if it's like the last video, we'll be dressed in school uniform.
No, I'm all right. Right, listen, we have got a Harvey superfan on the line. Good afternoon, Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
You're speaking to Harvey. So you're 14, you're from Luton.
Yep.
And you are borderline obsessive.
You can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, how long have you followed Harvey for?
Since he was on Friday Download.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. So like 3 or 4 years maybe? 3 years?
Yeah.
All right, Harvey has got some questions about Harvey in front of him, Gemma.
Yeah.
Let's find out how much you really know, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You can take your time on this. And go!
When is my birthday?
28th of January.
That's right. You got right. Okay.
Quick answer.
What drink am I absolutely addicted to?
Dr. Pepper, just like me.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Dr. Pepper. I drink all the time. What was the name of my Uber driver in LA last week?
Jesus,
you got it right.
That's ridiculous.
You got it right.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, my word.
Okay, what was my dad's name and what is his nickname?
His name is Lee and his nickname is Wool.
Yeah.
What is short for Wooly.
I don't know how you know that, but you know it, so that's crazy.
It sounds like she's been following you.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
This is good knowledge.
How many bags of crisps did I eat on Monday? I tweeted this.
Okay. This is the new mastermind, by the way.
Yes,
it is. This is like young mastermind. Gemma?
Yeah?
Do you know the answer?
Five.
It's five. I ate five bags of crisps last Monday. I did. I was starving, but they were great.
Yeah.
Gemma, seeing as you completely aced that, have you got a question for Harvey?
Yep. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be and why?
Classic.
Oh, wow.
Good question.
Change one thing about yourself.
To start this, what would you change about Harvey?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What would you change, Gemma? Yeah,
we can work from there.
Yeah.
What about Harvey?
Yeah.
That he stays in England.
Oh, right. Don't leave the country.
Don't
ever leave the country.
Do not leave.
I changed my eye colour.
What are you going to go to?
I know. Well, I've always wanted, like, really, like, blue eyes, like, icy blue eyes. I'll probably change more, but just for now, yeah.
Eyes to start with.
Eyes to start with, and then the rest of the body to follow. Yeah.
All right.
Gemma?
Yeah?
You were amazing at that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma. Thank I love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
And I've got another question.
Oh, you've got another question? Go for it.
Harvey, do you remember me from the O2 Academy, is it in the Christmas show?
Yeah. Wait, did you come to the meet and greet?
Yeah,
I remember you.
A big board with Alpha Dog down the middle.
Yeah, I've still got that.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Thank you for coming. Hopefully, I'll see you soon. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you, Gemma. Thank you so much. Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.
Harvey, been a pleasure. I'll see you soon.
I'll see you very soon. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
That was Friday's show. If you can't listen live from 1 on Monday, then get this podcast, the free Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The producer was Mark Lockyer. The assistant producer was Mark Parrish and was an in-house BBC production.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is the BBC.